Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and it's time now to catch up with Aaron, who is the Regional Training Service Coordinator with St John Ambulance. We're talking about the Northern Regional Office here for the St John Ambulance. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, very well, Aaron, and thank you for jumping on the line. This is a really important conversation we're about to have here as part of National Farm Safety Week. We've got a real emphasis on talking to farmers about farm safety, obviously, this week in particular, and there's a couple of points from your point of view that would be very, very helpful for our listeners.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Tom.
So the first thing we want to discuss, Aaron, is first aid training. This is something we hear a lot, but we just really wanted to do a deep dive into why first aid training is so important for farmers or people who live in a farm environment.
Yep. So, first aid training is obviously important in everyone's life, but especially in the regional areas where the response time for ambulances are delayed due to the fact that we have volunteers and a lot of them are farmers themselves. So they're also working on tractors and stuff like that. And also the remoteness of the farms, getting the ambulances out to site and obviously trying to find the farms and the back dirt roads are quite difficult sometimes at night. So the importance of first aid training is extremely important in these areas because obviously every minute the delay of an ambulance getting out there and the delay of providing providing first aid is the risk of a positive outcome deteriorates greatly with every minute that goes on.
Yes, and we see that a lot. Massive shout out to all the volunteers and all the ambulance drivers and even the Royal Flying Doctor Service in that regard. There's a lot of wonderful services out there that do manage to get out to these places quickly, but it doesn't mean for any minute that it should discourage anyone from taking a first aid training course, because they're pretty accessible these days, Aaron. They're not difficult to do, and they don't take a lot of time to complete.
No, they don't. The most common one that we provide here in Northern, and we do on a regular basis, is the one-day provide first aid course. There is a little bit of online questionnaire prior to coming to the course on the day, but the course can be done and completed in one day, and it gives a holistic approach to first aid and what it can be taught on the day. The scenarios can be varied between certain skill sets in first aid, and we can tailor them into like farm scenarios and that as well.
Yeah, okay. And the other thing that's important here as well is there are kits available. We've talked about these before, Aaron. These are kits that are available to purchase, and they're perfect for sticking in the ute, the tractor, keeping in the shed. They're excellent, excellent thing to have in the toolkit.
Yeah, obviously. Having the knowledge of having first aid is obviously sometimes, well, you will need the tools to deliver the first aid, and obviously having a stocked, up-to-date first aid kit easily accessible in all workplaces on the farm. Like you said, the ute, the workshops, the shearing sheds, home. Yeah, we need to quickly able to access or get hold of those kits when you need them.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute must-have. And listeners, look, for one day out of the schedule to one or two days, depending on what the course is like in your area, it really is a very short amount of time to commit to learning first aid, and it might actually be able to save lives in your environment, on your farm, or especially in the regional areas if you're not near a ambulance centre. So do keep that in mind, especially this week for National Farm Safety Week. Maybe put it on the calendar and think about prioritising booking in a one-day or two-day first aid training course. And of course, there's also those kits we just mentioned available as well. And Aaron, specifically there in Northam, what's the best phone contact number if people want to call up about the course or one of those kits?
Yeah, 96211613.
Perfect. All right, Aaron, great to chat with you this morning. Thank you for raising some awareness around this topic for us.
All right, thanks, Tom.